special drug, I need cigarettes. There's killers behind us, devils ahead, send protection. I will drown in this city, I will drown in this trench built for us. I'm the only thing left, yeah, the only thing left is the running.
I'm moving out of all. Hello and good morning. This is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Bloom by Radiohead. So I unfortunately, maybe for some listeners out there, I do have quite a bit of Radiohead lore on my playlist today. But this was because I spent approximately 5 hours last week passively listening to a Radiohead podcast, or a podcast about Radiohead, and I learned too much that I'm kind of excited to talk about. That was Bloom from the album King of Limbs. Came out in 2011. Kind of unlike their other stuff that came before, and a bit more experimental. But wow, I really didn't know that song, and I love it. Anyways, also about today, I guess, this playlist episode, if you will, is called So Weird, because I think life has been really beautiful, in addition to being really weird. You know, as the summer is unfolding before my eyes, I don't really know what to expect every day. But I'm also not living so much in a reactive way. I'm there as, you know, days are going on and the plans I made are happening. And it's so strange to be, I guess it's been a long time since I felt like I'm in a period of rest and restoration, if you will. And I feel like that is opening up as the song Bloom sounds like. You know, I'm ascending and descending into this space where I have a lot more free time, and I feel like in the moment of school and stuff, I just get so enveloped in not having that space for myself. It's been a lot of years of, just feeling like I'm working all the time. But anyways, what a gift that this summer has been so far, and that I have space to listen to these songs, and think about them and listen to my silly Radiohead podcast. But anyways, I have another song up next that I actually found last summer, but I don't think I've ever played. I think it's pretty good. You know, when I play it for a friend, they're like, "What's this song?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh, you like this song." So anyways, this song is called Natural Disasters by Enon. It's the only song I know by them, but I think it's pretty good. So hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. monster that you've left behind. Father cuts a cake and father's taking wine. No more emotions to show. Nobody has to know. It's just a natural disaster that you've left behind. Father cuts a cake, father's taking wine.
This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
Oh,
So you just listened to Natural Disasters by Enon, Sometime Alone, Alone by Melody's Echo Chamber, Karma Police by Radiohead, and 24 Hour Charleston by Johnny Greenwood. So as I said and warned, there is just some Radiohead lore woven throughout this playlist, and I guess I can explain why, or, you know, maybe why in my subconscious as I was picking songs, it just could not escape me, my reflections on the podcast and Radiohead, and some things I learned. So that last song that just played, Johnny Greenwood, I didn't really know the members of Radiohead besides Thom Yorke, embarrassing, right? But also, not really, because most of my attachment to, you know, the art is, you know, the art and not really the people. But I think then you kind of miss out on some things that I learned in this podcast. Anyways, yeah, I didn't realize, or Johnny Greenwood is member of Radiohead, and a lot of the people are classically trained, including him. And this was from his first movie score that he wrote, I believe. And it's, yeah, the album's called Body Song. And it's pretty good. I just listened through, and it sounds, it's funny because it like reminds me of how Radiohead sounds, obviously, because his contributions are in that group. And then before that was Karma Police, which I don't know how long I've been listening to OK Computer, but I like that song, and a perfume I recently got is called Karma. And yeah, I think, going back to kind of what the podcast was saying and like what really struck me about, this album, or just this song in general. I think my attachment and love for music comes from like the product itself being so visceral and kind of going through, like, I guess I don't know the specifics of the music theory, but I wanted to take music theory after like thinking about it. But anyways, there are just certain chords and notes and like these chords and their relationship to one another or whatever, however much you play with that. I don't know, if like you play a note that doesn't belong in a chord, like you can feel it even though you can't necessarily name and explain you know, the chord or the note that is wrong in the chord. But anyways, Radiohead kind of, and you know, the musicians within it kind of leverage those properties to create an emotional experience. Or I feel like with a lot of their music, and with a lot of music in general, it's like kind of you feel it before you're able to name it. And I feel like also in life, with people, otherwise, I think there's something, some other, you know, dare I say, energies and things to pick up on that you feel before you can name. And I think that, you know, explanation of having these elements in a song that just make you feel something and creates emotional experience, like Karma Police, it's like you're winding and you're thinking about, you know, like do 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 do, you know, pardon the bad singing right now, but anyways, it's like that piano part, it like goes up and comes down, like karma goes around, you know, it's like the art and the song, it's just, they're so intertwined. And I just thought it was so, I love thinking about music in this way, and I kind of forgot I did. And yeah, but what was I thinking about? Just so cool. And I think also in our beings, you know, we're kind of doing a similar thing to musicians, or everything parallels, you know, itself, human effort, if you will. You know, the way we present ourselves to the world is, I guess, a product of all the things we've been thinking about. Just like a song is a product of, you know, all of the I don't know, other things you've been thinking about and the things you think about in your subconscious and these little twists and, like, you know, elements you add to a song without even thinking about it. It's in your subconscious. But it's still, you know, the message wouldn't be the message without you being everything you are, or, you know, the brainstorming process being everything it is. I hope that's making some sense as to why I just think this music is very special. So excited to listen to more podcasts about these different artists I've been listening to. But yeah, I guess also to, you know, this latter part of the show, earlier this week, before, like, I don't know, 2 days ago, I was planning to have this show go back into my adolescent listening profile, if you will, because I was thinking about these things. It's like, what have I been listening to that has kind of molded me into who I am, in the same way that, you know, what experiences are, like, how a musician has experiences, and then they, you know, transpose into song or reflections, whatever. So I'm, you know, doing a similar dive into myself recently, I suppose. And yeah, before I get into the next song, I will, of course, share a PSA. But, so yeah, without further ado, this PSA is called Why Not Grow Your Own. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, and beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant tops and bottoms in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. So, I just think being self-sufficient sounds so cool and awesome, and gardening sounds like a very meditative activity that I would like to get into more. So just throwing it out there, maybe try growing one thing. Maybe it's a little cilantro plant that you have in your kitchen window. It's just something green to look at, and I think that's really good. Anyways, moving back to show and the next song, pulling out a track by the Arctic Monkeys called Number One Party Anthem. I don't know. I used to listen to this song on a loop all the time. It's not, you know, when I was younger. So probably like in middle school-ish. Yeah. And like a freshman in high school. But I don't really know what it sounds like. So maybe I'll listen to it and get back to you. But I do know I listen to it a lot. It's kind of winding. But it's soft. And I like the buildup and everything. And yeah, it just kind of helped me have a soundtrack for the liminal space I feel like I was in a lot of the time. So anyways, here's that song. Not sure what's happening, but it's hacking into the mainframe right now as we speak, if you will. Spotify doesn't want to load sometimes, so it'll be up very shortly. It's loading. Do not fret. I hope we take this pause as a meditative moment. So many apologies. It makes me a little upset that nothing is able to play right now. But you know, in life all the time we have disappointing moments. And we move through them. And there are problems and ways in which they can be solved. And I am hoping that this is solved now. So this should be number one party anthem by the Arctic Monkeys. And if it's not, I'm going to take a deep breath. And I hope everyone else takes this opportunity to take a deep breath. Not to project my concerns and worries. Because they're not real. I mean, they're things I experience, but they're not real. Anyways.
1, 2.
You're on the prowl, wondering whether she left already or now. Leather jacket, collar popped like antenna, never knowing when to stop. Sunglasses indoors, par for the course. Lights in the floors and sweat on the walls. Cages and poles. By your soul, I put it on hold again. She's having a sly and a smoke. She calls the folks who run this, her oldest friends, sipping a drink and laughing at imaginary jokes. As all the signals are sent, arise and bite you to approach. And it seems as though those lumps in your throat that you just swallowed have got you going. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Number one party anthem. She's a certified mind blower, knowing full well that I don't. May suggest that somewhere from which I might know her, just to get the ball to roll. Drunken monologues, confused because it's not like I'm falling in love. I just want you to do me no good. And you look like you could. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Before the moment's gone, no.
can't live another life, spend another time. I can't spit another rhyme on Gaia. Guns and wars won't stop the fights, not inside your mind. Loving communion is nothing better. Your cheeks get redder. There's nothing better. Even in rough weather, it's raining knives like all the time. And I'm alive, eat all your air while we're alive. Marceline, I'm coming to get you, girl. We're flying so high, get your ride on Lady Unicorn. Marceline, I know you're not real in this dimension. I mean, what's up with your dad up in the nidosphere? Tears, they're cleansing all my spheres. You touch my hair, I'm playing on your bass. But we don't care, we're messing up your space. You got nowhere to live, but you'll go back to space. Take me with you. I'm sick of mildew. I'm sick of all of these humans telling me what to do. They make you stupid, but we are from Nibiru. Cosmic roots. Marceline, I'm coming to get you, girl. We're flying. Let's catch a ride on Lady Unicorn. Marceline, Marceline, Marceline. Your bikes are like gasoline.
was number one party anthem by Arctic Monkeys, Marceline by Willow, and Future by Paramore. I haven't listened to the song Future in a long time. I would keep up with the Paramore albums as they came out, you know, when I was old enough. I don't know if you heard that, but that was a car horn. But anyways. Wow. Yeah, looking to the future. Silly thing. We're talking yesterday about how, you know, when you don't know what to expect, you know, on the other side of a hill when you're driving, you just got to drive closer to the hill. That's kind of like the passage of time in the future, you know? You can't see everything until it's kind of unfolding before you. As much as you have expectations and plans, it's still, I don't know, it's so human to try to tame the future and make it, you know, understood. But I think in the present is where you're writing it rather than, you know. But yeah, when you're writing a future in the present, are you living in the future or are you still present? But that's what I'm kind of trying to been answering myself, be trying to answer myself. Yeah, just being in the moment, but you know, my moments are so often enveloped in, you know, what is going to happen next. And not really what is happening right now. So if I'm dealing with what's happening right now, I'm still writing a future. But is that one I have less control over or one that I'm just dynamically content with? These are answers I don't have quite yet. But again, I am just watching things unfold a little bit. Not to say I have a backseat in my own life. I definitely have the driver's seat, but much to think about. Anyways, here's a song that I found on my Discover Weekly yesterday. Pretty good. And yeah, again, weird show today, feeling silly and in an interesting space. So I hope this space has been interesting for you so far. And then looks like I'll try to not close with the Radiohead song, but we'll see what we have time for. Anyways, here's Changes by Malice K.
No.
All right, that was Changes by Malice K and Memoria by Combo Chimbita. Hope you enjoyed, and hope you enjoyed the show in my last 30 seconds. This has been Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you enjoyed a song or two today, and I really thank you for listening, and I hope you take some time to yourself today. Know that I am sending love out to you, and just wishing everyone nothing but peace at this time.